Well, last week we looked at the mystery of the transfiguration of Jesus, and we heard the thundering voice from heaven say, "Listen to him, listen to my beloved son." So that's what we hope to do here this morning. To kick off our Lent series on the Sermon on the Mount, we thought we'd listen to Jesus' whole speech in one sitting, fasting from other voices and simply feasting on the words of Christ, giving his word time to work in us, unexplained and uninterrupted. We've taken our cues from First Church, actually, which did this a few weeks ago and found it very centering, very powerful. And I believe Sherman Street has a yearly practice of doing this, of reading it together as well. But in some ways, it's a rediscovery of what the early church did so well. They didn't all carry bound Bibles or care for preachers who waxed eloquent all the time. They saw the reading and hearing of the word as the heart of worship, not just the explanations or interpretations of others. In fact, our modern norms of 5 to 10 verses read, followed by maybe 20 to 40 minutes of sermonizing and entertaining examples, probably would have struck the early Christians as odd, as bizarre. As the Apostle Paul charged Timothy, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture and to exhortation and teaching. And as the Apostle John wrote in Revelation, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and who take it to heart. But don't think that it's easy to listen, because no, it is hard work. The disciples often failed throughout the Gospels, even when Jesus was right there beside them. We often fail too. So let me just also give a few pointers here before we get started. First, as you listen to Jesus' words here, some of these words will be very comforting and very beautiful, but you know, some of them will also be very convicting and very harsh. Don't run from one kind or the other, but just try to receive them. Let them wash over you and listen in trust. Every one of them holds grace and truth and not just judgment. Second, if you find your mind is wandering, but it's about the sermon, Jesus' sermon, that's good then. Just go follow that thought. Remember that the word beatitude means good adventures in both Spanish and Italian. The Spirit can lead us on to new meanings, beyond the literal and the well-trodden ones sometimes. But if you find also, though, that your mind wanders and you lose track of Jesus' words completely, then try to just latch back on gently, gently reel yourself back into his train of thought. Jesus is speaking, and he wants our attention now. And finally, after we hear the message, we'll take a few moments to jot down a few reflections on a note card. You have some in your pews there. What struck you the most? Did you hear something new or something differently this time? What called out to you? What caught your heart? Maybe you've never heard so much scripture all at one time, so try to notice where God's Spirit is speaking to your spirit somehow. And then after the service, we can share our experiences also with one another. But first, let's pray and let's ask the Spirit's help now to listen, shall we? Speak, O Lord, and make us attentive to your word here this morning. Speak, Lord, and show us what you would have us to do. Make it bread for us, for we are hungry. Make it streams of blessing for others too. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening now to you.
Thank you.
In the Sermon on the Mount, a reading from Matthew 5 to 7. Friends, hear now the word of the Lord. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said,
"Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil about you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
It's been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you can need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
You've heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Aren't even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Don't even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who knows what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask him. And this, then, is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts,
as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food, the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They don't labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, won't he that much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts for your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to you who ask him? So, in everything, do to others what you would have them do for you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through that. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Watch out for the false prophets. They come to you in the sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them.
Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers."
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
And when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together for a moment. Lord, as the choir sang here this morning, we know that your word will not return to you empty. And not because we've heard it so well here, but because you have spoken, because it is your word. You will bless it to the soil of our hearts and use it to grow us exactly as you mean to. Thank you for not only preaching this sermon here, but for practicing it for us all the way to the cross. In your holy name, we pray these things, and God's people say together,